are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily represent the views of Compass Media or Alpha Media, LLC.
I see what everybody's seeing, asking myself, what the hell is going on?
You know what's going on. You're the biggest part of the problem.
I mean, look like a third world country, these images, the drone images that were on the nightly news day in and day out. Some networks weaponizing them for their own political agenda, and others just reporting the damn news. We need all of us to recognize our collective and individual responsibility to do more.
Jocko.
Everybody's always going to do more. I'm so tired of do more.
Some could use it for their political gain.
Well, yeah, dummy. Because it's on your watch.
Most people in America don't care about political gain. They want law and order. They see that and they say, how the heck can that happen here? And it's because of limp leaders like that. And the mayor. And the DA. Same for San Francisco.
I mean, Garcon?
Yeah. Yes.
He's straight up corrupt.
You know what's interesting is, once again, you have a situation where liberals like that.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Time by the Minette Gymnasium, Notre Dame High School. It's a doubleheader. A Danville-Notre Dame twin bill tonight in Burlington. The girls kick off here in just about 8 or 9 minutes. We'll kick off, tip off, you know what I meant. But anytime Danville comes to town, you know that your hands are going to be full. The Notre Dame girls come in ranked 7th and undefeated with a perfect 13-0 record. Danville comes in with a record of 5-9, 4-6 in the conference. Burlington Notre Dame sits atop the Southeast Iowa Super Conference standings with that perfect 10-0 conference record, 13-0 overall. Just a couple of games ahead of Central Lee and West Burlington and Holy Trinity, all back with 3 losses. And then Danville sits right in the middle of the pack with a 4-6 conference record. So it's girls up first, and then the boys will follow. The script flips for the boys' game. It's Danville that's atop the Super Conference standings and Notre Dame that's down in the middle of the pack. We'll talk more about the boys' game as the evening goes on, but it's a doubleheader. Girls coming up first, and boy, what a lot has changed. A lot has changed since we spoke last, which was up in Cedar Rapids where the Nikes were capping off a back-to-back state championship run in 1A volleyball, and boy, that was a few months ago, and between now and then, we've lost Coach Jim Myers, who passed away a while back, the longtime Notre Dame head coach and Burlington and Southeastern coach, definitely left his mark. Notre Dame lost an icon this past week with Bob Brick, who's got a relation on the squad tonight. They'll no doubt be thinking about Bob, who passed away this Sunday, as we all will. Bob left a mark on Notre Dame as well as downtown Burlington and the entire region. So our thoughts and prayers with the entire Brick family and Myers family as we lost to Notre Dame icons here in the last month or so, with Bob just passing away this past Sunday and Coach Myers a little over a month or so ago. But Notre Dame presses on. The girls undefeated, ranked 7th in the state. Danville's their next test. Back with more pregame after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
In our second half of the season coverage here on KBUR, we'll have a few Notre Dame and West Burlington games, and Scott Mason, my partner in crime over on the Burlington side of things, will have some Greyhound games as well as we team up to provide some local high school basketball coverage. My normal sidekick, Joe O'Brien, has moved off to Missouri, so Coach O'Brien not in the chair next to me, but I do think one of his former proteges, Cody Van Fleet, will be joining us as the season progresses. He's still fighting off a little winter illness, and I am as well, so I might sound a little nasally tonight, but no COVID, not that you can catch it through the radio anyway, but definitely swab tested today, all good. You know, one line, not two on the test, right? So anyway, what a year we've had with all of the COVID stuff, huh? So hopefully you're staying safe out there. But Notre Dame, again, ranked 7th in the state. They come in undefeated in girls action. They're ranked 7th in 1A. Danville comes in with a 5-9 record. Again, Danville right in the middle of the pack in the Super Conference standings. Notre Dame up top. Danville is led by balanced scoring. It's Jada Mole comes in, a sophomore, averaging 5.9 points a game. And Ava Smith, a senior. The Smith girls have been, seems like they've been at Danville for about ever. I'm friends of their folks, and as a matter of fact, her grandfather Larry was just sitting here courtside with us talking a little bit of basketball. But Ava Smith comes in, their leading scorer at 8.9 points a game, and she shoots quite a few three-pointers as well. 7.3 points per game for Riley Morris, I might guess. That's Coach Matt Morris's relation, I would guess. And 7 points for Kenna Fernald to round out the scoring for Danville. And for Notre Dame, familiar names, Deary, Korshkin, Krieger, Mazina, Stevens. This sounds like volleyball, doesn't it? Well, the Nikes are led by Megan Harrell. She's a Quincy University basketball signee. She comes in 13.8 points per game, averaging 46% from the field. 9.8 points a game for Gabby Deary, 6 points a game for Abby Korshkin. Lauren Lolo Krieger comes in averaging 8.2 points a game. And then Maddie Mazina comes off the bench, 5.8. And Reagan Engberg rounds out the Nike scoring with 8.9 points per game. She would probably be the Nike's biggest three-point threat. She shoots 38% from the three-point line, 37% for Taryn Stevens, 38% for Megan Harrell. And again, the Notre Dame Nikes got a lot of experience, even though they only have two senior starters in Reagan Engberg and Megan Harrell, but to Gabby Deary, Abby Korshkin, both at 6 foot and 6'1", really make a difference on defense and rebounding and in the post on offense. And of course, a change on the bench. We mentioned it earlier in the pregame. We lost Coach Jim Myers after, I believe, a 6-8 year battle with cancer, and boy, we miss Coach Myers, but the team carries on. They remember him and keep him in their heart as they fight through this season. And the Nikes now led by interim head coach Corey Stevens. Corey's been around basketball in Southeast Iowa for decades, quite a player himself. His dad, of course, Delbert, a noted basketball player throughout the region, out southeastern back of the day, and his daughters, Taryn, and of course, Katie. Katie suffered that knee injury, but she's doing great, and Probably not going to see minutes tonight, but anyway, they're now led by Corey Stevens, interim head coach Corey Stevens, and then some familiar faces on the sidelines. Steve Gray's been around for years, and a couple of the other assistants that we've seen at Notre Dame. So not much has changed. A lot of defensive pressure from the Nikes that leads to offense. And, again, the size. You know, anytime you're playing 1A basketball and you can bring two girls that are 6 foot and 6'1", that definitely makes a difference in Deary and Corsican. So Danville will be ready. Matt Morris has been around the league for a while, too, and they'd love nothing more than knocking off the undefeated Nikes, who are 13-0. Let's hope that as a Notre Dame grad, we all know, okay, I'm an admitted Notre Dame homer to an extent, right? But, hey, I'm a fan of all local teams, and I'm sure Danville would love to get Notre Dame stuck in that unlucky 13 tonight and knock them off. But we'll be back with the tip-off as high school basketball coverage continues after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, it doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. These starting lineups have been announced. And we are going to play the anthem, so we're going to take another quick break. We will take the 1 minute break for the national anthem and be back with tip off after this on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch.
All right, welcome back to Notre Dame High School. And girls' high school basketball is underway. Tips in the air. Notre Dame controls it. It's a doubleheader tonight. Danville's in town taking on the Nikes. Notre Dame controls the opening tip, and Harrell throws it away. Quick turnover for Notre Dame. Be ready for some pregnant pauses since they don't have a color guy to fill in some of the voids as I try to scratch down some stats and things, but Danville breaks Notre Dame's press. Now almost a steal by Engberg, but they're going to whistle her for a foul. Yeah, foul's on number two, Reagan Engberg. That's her first. Team's first and the first team foul. Out front for Danville, it's Mole. Back out front to Smith in the corner. A dribble drive, kicks it back outside, and oh, almost thrown away, but Mole regains possession. Here come the Bears. Ooh, almost a long three by Smith. She decides otherwise. Good defense by Engberg. Cross court to Morris. Yaley out front. Back to Mole. Danville really working the perimeter. A long three launched by Mackenzie Morris. No good. Rebound Harrell. Here comes the Nikes. Harrell to Krieger. Into the corner is Engberg. Looking to get it inside the Deary. Nothing there. Instead, Krieger drives and is tripped up. We'll get a foul on Danville. And it'll be Notre Dame's ball. Foul's on number 12, Gracie Walker, her first. So each team has a foul. And a substitute, Elizabeth Smith, comes in as well as 25, Alexis Deitch. Now, long pass by the Nikes, stolen away and up and almost in for Cassidy Yaley. Fouls on Reagan Engberg. She picks up two quick fouls, whose mother, Karen, celebrating a birthday today. We'll leave the age out of it. She's a lot younger than me, though, so I got nothing to say. As Danville lets a long three fly. Smith with the rebound, jump ball. It will be Danville's ball. So scoreless still at the 6:42 mark here in the first quarter. There's the inbounds pass to Smith. Cross court to Yaley, looking to get it inside to Smith. Instead, back out front is Morris. To Deitch, and Notre Dame's zone defense is keeping the ball out of the paint, that's for sure. And now a little dribble drive by Smith. Banks, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, and saved by Yaley to Deitch, but Lolo Krieger tied her up, jump ball, and Notre Dame regains possession. Again, we're scoreless here in the early going of game one of our two-game doubleheader. The Notre Dame and Danville boys face off after this. Inbounds pass to Mazina. Harrell looking to drive. Nothing there. Good defense by Danville in the corner. Taryn Stevens, three is in the air and down. So Notre Dame strikes first after a couple of minutes. 3-0. Now a long three by Danville. No good. Mackenzie Morris is a little long on that one. Rebound to Harrell. Tries to go coast to coast. Slips and falls, but keeps her dribble. Here's Deary in the corner. Out front to Stevens. Krieger for three. Yes! 3. So Lolo Krieger and Taryn Stevens with back-to-back three-pointers puts Notre Dame up 6-0 here in the early going. Now a scrum for the ball on the floor. Notre Dame steals it away, and another jump ball, which will favor Danville. Wholesale substitutions for Coach Morris. And the Bears, all five players replaced. So now we've got Walker back in, Fernald, and Moles back in, as well as Taylor Moore. Here's a steal by Deary. Outlet to Krieger. Krieger's off to the races. Kicks it back out front to Stevens. Three. Nope. Decides to try to pass it into Deary on the shot pass, but they're going to get Mazina for a double dribble. 6-0 Nikes. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here come the Bears. Mole trying to dribble drive up past Mazina to beat the full court press. They do. Now a nice dribble drive and bucket for Riley Morris. 6-2. And Danville almost knocked it out of bounds. Or almost stole it, but knocked it out of bounds. So another five girl substitution for the Bears. Platoon basketball for Coach Morris. Haven't seen that before. Nikes inbounding. Krieger couldn't get it in. 5 second call. Turnover on the Nikes. Notre Dame 6, Danville 2. 4:42 to go in the first quarter here at Notre Dame High School. Now Krieger almost steals away the inbounds pass, but Danville will keep possession. Smith inbounds to Yaley. Back in the corner to Smith. Thinks about the three, but backs out. Out front is Smith. Elizabeth Smith to Ava Smith. Morris thinks about the long three. Dribble drive. Kicks it back out to Deitch. Again, Danville having trouble getting it inside the three-point arc with this fast-footed Nike zone defense. 6-2 the score. Notre Dame leading. Danville working it around the perimeter, trying to get it inside, but good Nike defense has them bottled up. And there's a rebound for Abby Korchkin, who came in to sub for Deary. Long outlet pass to Mazina. Layup is no good. And they're going to get Korchkin for the foul. So that's her first, third Nike team foul as Anna Engberg checks in for Krieger. So it's Engberg, Harrell, Mazina, Korchkin, and Stevens for the Nikes. Here comes Danville. Three up by Smith. Looks good. And, oh, ricochets in and out. Rebound Harrell. She's off to the races. Kicks it out to Mazina. Her eight-footer is blocked, but a foul. So the foul is on Elizabeth Smith, her first. Second team foul on Danville, who comes into tonight's game with a 5-9 record as Mazina drains the first free throw. She is a 50% free throw shooter. Averages 5.8 points a game. And there is another wholesale substitution by Coach Morris. Five new girls and a three in the air for Danville. No good. A little bit short for Fernald, but stolen back away by Riley Morris. Now Notre Dame has it on the court. Here comes Anna Engberg. Down to Harrell. She loses the handle. Turnover. Nikes. Neither team very sharp here in the early going. Harrell going to get a breather. And Gabby Deary is back in. Jada Mole up over the timeline and almost stolen away by the Nikes, but Engberg knocked it out of bounds. Danville ball underneath their own basket. 7-2 your score, 2:56 left in the first quarter. Now a three is up by Kenna Fernald, a little bit long. Rebound Engberg. Could have had a streaking Mazina, but didn't see her. Now there is Mazina for three. Wide right, rebound to the Bears. And here comes Mole down to Walker, but just outside her hands. turnover Danville as Krieger checks back in for Mazina in the Nike lineup. 7-2 your score. 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Now a little full court pressure by Danville. Krieger to Stevens. Up court to Deary. They beat the press. In the corner is a three-pointer up by Krieger. No good. Rebound battled for by Korshkin, but she's tied up by Riley Morris. Jump ball possession to the Nikes, and another five-girl substitution by the Danville Bears. So now we're back to the, call this Team Smith. Got the ball into Korshkin, and she's fouled by Ava Smith. Ava comes in at 5'9". She appears to be the tallest Bear on the field, or on the field, on the court. So that's her first, team's third. First free throw by Korshkin's good. She shoots 60% from the free throw line. Made them both. 9-2. Notre Dame leading Danville with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Steal by Deary. Up court to Engberg. Korshkin. Harrell, threes in the air. Too much. Rebound comes down to Danville. So there's Yaley. Dribbles her way right through the Notre Dame pressure. Into Smith. Out front is Deitch. Her three is good. Alexis Deitch hits a three, keeping Danville right there. 9-5. Notre Dame leading, minute 37 in the first quarter. Out front is Krieger. Engberg in the corner. Almost stolen away. Mackenzie Morris. I think that's our fifth jump ball of the game. We had a record number of jump balls between West Burlington and Notre Dame in the girls' match. That game was 2 years ago, maybe. We'll see if we get there tonight. They're like 14 in one game. 9-5, Nikes lead. Danville almost beats the Notre Dame pressure, but Krieger comes up with a steal. Lolo off to the races. Left-handed lamp is no good. Rebound, Korshkin. And Danville was ready to recover it, but Yaley was standing on the out-of-bounds line when she grabbed it, so Notre Dame ball and another five-girl substitution for the Bears. This time it's Moore, Mole, Walker. Fernald and Morris, Riley Morris. So here's Deary up front for the Nikes. Inside to Krieger off glass and got it. 11-5. Notre Dame in the lead. Long pass down by the Bears and stolen away. Terrence Stevens coming back in for the Nikes. Long three by Danville, no good. Less than a minute to go. Rebound, Nikes. Harrell cross court to Krieger. Thought about the three, dribbled inside instead. Out front, Stevens sets up. Good looking three and got it. Taryn Stevens with her second three of the night. 14-5, Notre Dame leads. 18 seconds left. Notre Dame steals it. Harrell, ball fake, shot, good! Megan Harrell gets in the scoring book. And we're listening to an announcement by PA man P.W. Fleming. And they stopped the game. They called timeout on that bucket by Harrell as she just hit career point number 1,000. They've got a sign out there. They got balloons. Got a little kid over across the gym that's holding up a sign that says, "My Aunt Megan just scored 1,000 points." So that's pretty cool. Of course, some of those points come in the last 2 years here at Notre Dame, and she scored a bunch over in Illinois those first 2 years of her varsity campaign as well. So congratulations to Megan Harrell, who will, again, carry her career on to Quincy University. In basketball, she was part of that state championship volleyball team as well. So congratulations. Nice little moment there. 1,000-point club for Megan Harrell. That's not an easy task. I think she's on the queen court as well. We'll find out who the Notre Dame homecoming king and queen is between games. And there's Harrell. Steals it. Layup. Back-to-back buckets by Harrell. Stretch this one out. 18-5. At the end of the first quarter, Notre Dame 18, Danville 5. Back in a minute with quarter number 2 from Notre Dame on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
18-5, Notre Dame leading Danville after one quarter of play in game one of our doubleheader in the girls' contest. Notre Dame led just 9-5 and then scored 9 straight buckets, including 3 straight by Megan Harrell, who went over 1,000 points for her career there late in the first quarter. As Notre Dame on the board with Reagan Engberg early on, now 20-5, Notre Dame out front. Big thanks to Chris and Sam back at the River Park Play Studios, making me sound like I know what I'm doing. Appreciate their production efforts down at the studios. And thanks to Jackson Culp out here at Notre Dame for getting us set up here just behind the Danville bench. Great bird's eye view of the action tonight at Notre Dame. Steven gets it inside to Engberg. Almost blocked. It is blocked by Ava Smith. Now she steals it away from Krieger, and here come the Bears. Yaley, long pass down to Morris, and didn't quite get the handle. She traveled. So here comes that five-girl substitution. So now it is Moll or Molly. I need to know that last name, M-O-L-L-E. Molly or Moll. I know her mother and grandmother. Used to work with her at her grandma, Pritchard Broadcasting, in net. But Moore, Moll, Fernald, and there they almost got it inside to Walker. Gracie Walker had it tipped out of her outstretched hands, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball. Nikes lead 20-5. And here come the Nikes. Engberg to Stevens. Back up to Engberg, up over the timeline. Nice feed inside to Deary. Turnaround and an easy two for Gabby Deary. Her first points of the night. 22-5 and a turnover. Nope, almost a turnover, but it was off Notre Dame, so it's the Bears' ball. So a long three is in the air by Danville. No good. Rebound Harrell. Fernald had just a little bit too much on that. And a foul on Taylor Moore, her first. Team's fourth. Off to the races, Taryn Stevens. Nice feed to Deary. A little turnaround shot off glass is good for Gabby. So two quick buckets for your All-State volleyball player, Gabby Deary, 24-5, Notre Dame in the lead. Nice little shot put up there by Fernald. No good. Rebound. Nikes. Inside. Good look inside to Engberg, but she's fouled and will shoot two free throws. Foul is going to be on. Foul's on number two. Taylor Moore, that's her second, team's fifth, as Engberg goes to the line. First is up and good. 60% free throw shooter. Team 25-5, Notre Dame in the lead. 5:56 to go before half. Both of Engberg's free throws are good. She's got four. Ava Smith lets a three fly. That one's good. Nice shot by Ava Smith. Now a steal by Morris. Back inside to Smith. Ooh, shot blocked away. Yaley didn't see Harrell behind her. She knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Bears ball. Okay, back to action. Harrell tried to get it inside to Engberg, a little too much. Tied up by Deitch. About the seventh jump ball we've seen tonight, and it's going to favor Danville. 26-8, Notre Dame leading. Coach Stevens has called off the press. Here's Morris to Yaley. Cross court to Deitch. Over to Elizabeth Smith. Notre Dame still in that zone that's been very tough to get the ball past the three-point line for Danville. Coach Morris wants a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this break with Notre Dame leading 26-8 on KBUR.
At Reinschmidt Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to Fonda Bennett Gymnasium, KC Fleming courtside for a girls boys doubleheader. Danville's in town taking on the Nikes, and the Notre Dame girls out to a quick start, leading Danville 26-8 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter as Ava Smith cuts into the Nike lead, 26-10 after that five-footer by Smith. Here comes Mazina down to Korshkin. Dribble drive off the glass, bounced off the rim. Coach Morris wanted a charge, but no such call as Korshkin's bucket is up and in, 28-10. And here comes another five-girl substitution for the Bears. So full court pressure by Danville, passed over the top by the Nikes. Mazina, Korshkin back out front to Mazina. Long three is up and no good. Rebound Harrell. Powers her way up. Shot's no good. Rebound to Walker. Now there's a scrum on the floor. Harrell's got it. Korshkin puts it up for two. Abby Korshkin has 6 points on the night. And looks like we got a dinged up Bear. They called timeout wanting to get number 14, Riley Morris, looked at. She seems fine, but will take a quick breather with Notre Dame leading 30-10. 4:08 to go before halftime. Bear is inbounded. Here comes Molly. Trying to drive baseline. Back out front, long three in the air. Just a little bit short for Fernald. Rebound to Stevens. And here comes the Nikes. Mazina, cross court, Stevens for another three. Could it be? Yeah, in and out. Rebound, Korshkin. Put back. for two. Abby Korshkin's come off the bench and scored 8 points for the Nikes as they now lead 32-10. Mackenzie Morris tries to drive left. Three-pointer up by Walker. Rebound, Taryn Stevens to Megan Harrell. Harrell clears it out. Gets it up over the timeline as the Nikes send another three in the air. It's Anna Engberg this time. No good. Rebound to Messina. Her shot was no good, but Korshkin there battling for the rebound. Out of bounds off Danville. Nike ball. And another five-girl substitution for Danville. For the Nikes, Lolo Krieger comes in for Stevens. Get the ball into Abby Korshkin. Out front, it's Engberg to Krieger. Baseline jumper off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Deitch. Engberg tied her up. There's our eighth jump ball. I said I didn't think we'd get to 14. We might. 32-10, Notre Dame leading. 3 minutes to go before half. Krieger inbounds to Harrell. Right in front of the Danville bench. Krieger, Harrell playing catch on the side. Looking to get it inside to Engberg, but good defense by Danville halts that effort. Now cross court to Messina. Too much. Ooh, right over to Harrell's mother over there, who inbounded or caught it out of bounds. Now here comes Danville. Yaley to Ava Smith. Defended by Krieger. Again, Notre Dame's zone defense has been tough for Danville to solve. They've had to settle for a lot of long threes. Now they've made a few. And now it's a tip out by Harrell off the Nike. So it'll be Danville ball as Deary and Regan Engberg checks back in. The Engberg sisters, Regan's the senior, Anna a sophomore. Both standout volleyball player or softball players for Coach Dave Olson and the West Burlington Notre Dame Falcon softball team. We should have quite a squad this summer again as well. There's a steal by Korshkin. And the run out. Here comes Krieger. Long outlet to Deary. She dishes it. Oh! She dished it off to Engberg, who was knocked down. No foul. Deary on the rebound. She controls it. Back out front to Korshkin. Now Notre Dame will reset with Engberg out front. Feeds Deary inside. Thought about the baseline jumper. Not there. Out front is Anna Engberg. Dribble drive. Kicks it out. Krieger. Three from the far side. No good. Deary rebound. Put back. No good. Ava Smith ends that flurry of shots by the Nikes with a nice strong rebound for the Bears. Yaley off to the races, but passes it back out front. A three from Morris. A little hot off the back of the iron, but a rebound battled for. Alexis Deitch almost had it, but the Nikes came up with it. Engberg to Engberg. Krieger tipped out of bounds to Julie White over there of SEC Athletic office fame. And I think Julie was surprised by that ball hitting her right in the back right shoulder. She's over there selling 50-50 tickets. 32-10 your score. Minute 27 before halftime. Notre Dame in the lead. We'll find out who the homecoming king and queen is, I think, at halftime of the boys' game. I know a couple of these girls on the basketball team are up for that honor, so we'll see. Stevens, Engberg, three, got it! Regan Engberg, with her seventh point on the night, puts Notre Dame up 35-10. Almost a volleyball line three by Morris. Instead, a dribble drive by Riley Morris for Danville's 12th point. Less than a minute to go in the first half. Engberg to Engberg. Taryn Stevens calling for it. Lets a three fly, a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Deary, but blocked away by Gracie Walker. Now Molly on the run out. Her 12-footer is good. Jada Molly. 35-14, 29 seconds to go. Coach Stevens calls for one shot. Stevens out front. Ooh, almost stolen away by Moore. So out of bounds to the Nikes. Here's Regan Engberg to Deary at the free throw line. has Harrell on the post. She's double-teamed, almost lost the handle. Now a three up by Engberg. She's feeling it. Back-to-back threes by Reagan Engberg to end the half with 3 seconds left. Long three by Danville. Oh, just a little bit short. At the half, it's Notre Dame, 38. And the Bears, 14. We'll be back to bring you the second half in this doubleheader. The boys' game coming up in a little bit. But we'll take a four-minute break. Call that a five-minute break. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more action from Notre Dame, with the Notre Dame girls leading Danville at halftime, 38-14 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and worldwide on KBUR.com.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Another blast of winter in the South. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The Carolinas and Virginia under states of emergency as a winter storm is expected to bring ice and snow for the second straight weekend.
We are expecting a very treacherous and dangerous evening and overnight ahead as temperatures are set to plummet and this system move in up and down the eastern seaboard of not only North Carolina but South Carolina. Now inland, we're going to see accumulation of snow as well. Power crews for Duke Energy are here staging. There are hundreds and there are about 2,500 utility workers around the state ready to go as soon as the potential for these power lines to go down occurs overnight.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Wilmington, North Carolina. Transportation officials in the southwest corner of Virginia say crews have been working to treat the roads but have warned people to stay home. A federal judge in Texas has issued a nationwide injunction blocking the federal government from enforcing President Biden's COVID vaccine vaccine mandate for federal workers. President Biden had announced in September vaccines would be required as a condition of employment for the country's 3.5 million federal employees unless they had approved medical or religious exemptions. The Justice Department says it will appeal. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky with some positive news on the COVID front. Cases are down 5% from last week nationwide as she continues to push people to get vaccinated.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
Three studies released today show vaccines are working to fight the Omicron variant. They are the first large studies to look at vaccine protection against Omicron. America is listening to Fox News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Father Bennett Gymnasium, where the Notre Dame girls lead Danville in game one of our doubleheader at halftime by a score of 38-14. In the background, you probably hear some Chariots of Fire music and very serious announcing. It's homecoming, and we've got last year's king and queen out here now, and we're going to name who this year's king and queen is. So we'll let PA man Pee Wee Fleming bring us home. It's Kale McCune. There he is. All right. So we'll bring all this together. So Kale's mother and I went first through 12th grade. St. Paul's, St. John's, and Notre Dame. And standing right next to him was Jack Brent, who will be playing in the boys' game. And his mom, Amanda Brent, also went first through 12th grade with Dawn and I. So kind of an old-school night here as I got two friends with their youngest kids, you know, going through the homecoming festivities as seniors, and I look across the gym at my 8-year-old. I've got older kids, too, that have been through the homecoming thing with Burlington High School with Riley and Ryan. But, yeah, Rowan, a few years behind that. So congratulations to Kale McCune. Kale McCune and his family, Chad and Don, great friends of ours and longtime Notre Dame supporters, of course. You know, McCune, Don was a Paragus, bunch of Paragus has went through the system, so neat to see Kale, the last one to come through of that generation, take home that King Award tonight. We'll find out who the Queen is, I think, at halftime, maybe the boys' game. But again, we're at 38-14. Notre Dame has just been too much to handle for Danville defensively. Notre Dame's packing in a zone, and Danville's had to settle for a lot of three-point shots. And it was close. It was 9-5 about midway through the first quarter when Notre Dame went on a 9-0 run, including Three straight buckets by Megan Harrell, one of which, the second of those two buckets, put her in the 1,000-point club for her career, which has been an impressive one to watch here the last couple of years at Notre Dame. But the second quarter was all Nikes. It was 18-5 at the end of the first quarter, and now 38-14. So that second quarter, 20-9, Notre Dame outscored Danville to lead 38-14. The Nikes were led by, well, let's see here, Taryn Stevens, 3-for-4 from the three-point line. She's got 9, 3-6. Reagan Engberg has 3-6, 9, 6 for Harrell, 4 for Deary, 6 for Korshkin, actually 8 for Korshkin. She has 2 free throws, and I've got Lauren Krieger for 5. Nobody's in any foul trouble for the Nikes. On the other side, Danville led by 5 points from Ava Smith, who hit a 3-pointer. Got a bucket for Riley Morris, 3-pointer for Alexis Deitch, and a bucket for Jada Mulley. And that rounds out their score at 14. So your halftime score, 38-14. Notre Dame girls looking to remain undefeated and on top of those Southeast Iowa Super Conference standings as the end of the season nears and the state tournament games start to leer on the radar just a few weeks away. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes with the second half of this girls game from Notre Dame on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School. Casey Fleming courtside for a doubleheader. The Notre Dame girls ranked number 7 in the state and undefeated on the season at 13-0. And to stay atop the Southeast Iowa Super Conference standings and are in control of this one, leading Danville 38-14. Notre Dame's defense just been too much for Danville to handle. Danville's had to settle for a lot of long three-pointers as Notre Dame's zone has really made it difficult for Danville to be able to get shots inside the paint or close to the bucket. And Notre Dame started off slow but caught fire about halfway through the first quarter and then outpaced Danville 20-9 in the second quarter, which at one point they had, I think it was a 12-2 run there in the second quarter that really separated the Nikes and the Bears. Also here just a minute ago, it was Kale McCune being crowned the homecoming king here at Notre Dame. Somebody asked me earlier this week, well, how come Notre Dame has homecoming during basketball season? Well, West Burlington does it during football for WBND football, and then Notre Dame does it during the basketball season, since it's just Notre Dame basketball. Of course, West Burlington and Notre Dame share a number of sports, but basketball is one where they both play independently, and they squared off just this past Tuesday. And the Notre Dame girls knocked off West Burlington, and the West Burlington boys downed the Nikes. So they split. The Crosstown Rivals did on Tuesday. Just about ready to get the second half started, and the gym is filling up it again for homecoming. I got a lot of my old classmates here. We got a good crowd of Danvillians here. A lot of Danville folks made the trip down to watch the Bears and the Nikes do battle. Pretty short, quick trip down Highway 34. Starting out the second half, it will be Danville ball. And here we go. Danville comes out firing. Molly over to Yaley for a long three. Rebound. Walker, no good. Now another long three by Morris. Good! About a 25-footer. Mackenzie Morris, the bomb to start off the scoring for Danville. I mean, that shot was from the 10-foot volleyball line, if you can picture where that is for Morris. Now here's Molly back out to Morris. Another look at a 27-footer. She decided to pass that one off. Nice dribble drive by Yaley. Beautiful pass to Smith. Oh, it just rolled in and out. Rebound Deary. Kicks it out to Taryn Stevens. Cross court to Krieger. And here come the Nikes. A three in the air by Engberg. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Molly. And she's fouled by Engberg. That's Reagan's third foul. First this half on the Nikes. And just a substitution of two this time for Coach Morris and the Bears. Elizabeth Smith and Alexis Deitch come in. They had been substituting five at a time throughout the first half. So Notre Dame sitting back in that zone, and Danville passing it around the perimeter. Deitch lets a three fly. No good. Rebound. Smith. Stolen away by Krieger. And ball's bouncing around. Deary comes up. Gets it out to Harrell. Running up the left side. And she is tripped up and throws it away. Turnover on the Nikes. And here comes Yaley. Runs it out. Left-handed layup. Nice move by Yaley. Cassidy Yaley with her first bucket on the night. 38-19. Notre Dame in the lead, but it's been 5 points by Danville to start the half out. So Coach Morris has the girls pumped up and ready to play. Notre Dame hasn't scored yet in this third quarter. 6:25 to go, 38-19. Nikes leading. Here's a three by Harrell. Long rebound, Ava Smith. And here comes Yaley. Gets it up over the timeline. Dribbles right by Engberg. Layup blocked by Deary. Great timing by Gabby Deary to swat that one away without a foul. Now Krieger up the left side in front of the Notre Dame bench, or Notre Dame fans. Over to Taryn Stevens. Her long three, no good. Rebound Deary. Passes it off to Harrell. Double clutch. Misses the shot, but she's fouled and will shoot two. Fouls on number five, Ava Smith. That's her second. First team foul this half on the Bears as Harrell heads to the line. She's a 68% free throw shooter on the season for the Nikes. First one's up and good. There's that wholesale five-person substitution by the Bears. Harrell's second free throw is good. So Harrell has six tonight. I thought she had six earlier, but she's had two back-to-back buckets. The other one was waved off earlier in that second quarter. 40-19, Notre Dame leading. Here's a turnover by the Bears. Stevens came up with it in a quick foul on Riley Morris. That's her first, team second. Little full court pressure by the Bears. Engberg beats it on the bit dribble, but she threw it away. Stolen by Walker. Gracie Walker just stepped out of bounds, though, as she was stealing it away. Now Danville inbounds. No, check that. Notre Dame inbounds to Engberg. Stevens looks to get it inside to Deary. Throws it up over the top. Can't handle the pass. Stolen away by the Bears. Here comes Molly. Kicks it out. Three is in the air by Moore. Looks good. And, oh, just rims in and out. Rebound to Harrell. She dribbles her way out of a double team. Gives it up to Engberg. Notre Dame sets up their offense. There's a cutting Krieger. Ooh! Krieger dumped it off to Deary. Her shot's blocked by Walker. Now a foul on the Nikes. Fouls on Lauren Krieger. That's her first, team second this half. I got my producer, Rowan Fleming, here.
Hello, everybody.
Yep. You probably want to sell Girl Scout cookies to everybody on the radio, don't you?
Buy them.
Yep, buy them, she says. Okay. 40-19, Notre Dame in the lead, and Danville looking to scratch and claw their way back into this. They've started out quick this second half. Now a steal by Reagan Engberg. Taryn Stevens dribbles up through the Danville pressure. Harrell lets a long two. Toe is on the line. Fly it. It's good. She's got eight. 42-19, Notre Dame in the lead. Here's Molly on the drive. Kicks it back out front. Now she's got it on the baseline, stolen away by Deary. And Stevens, long outlet pass to Krieger. That is a three. Short. Another tie up on the rebound between Moore and Harrell. It'll be Notre Dame ball with wholesale substitutions for Danville. And Mazina and Korshkin check in for Coach Stevens and the Nikes. So Megan Harrell inbounding under the Nikes basket. Long outlet to Taryn Stevens. Cross court to Krieger. Out front is Stevens. Harrell, three in the air. Short. Rebound. Krieger kicks it out to Stevens. Her long two is up. And good! Just about 5 inches away from being her fourth three of the night. 44-19, Notre Dame in the lead. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. Don't forget, boys game coming up after this. It's a doubleheader tonight on KBUR. Ava Smith out front, hands it off to Morris, who drained one of the longest threes I've seen in this gym in a long time a few minutes ago. There's a little runner by Cassidy Yaley. Nice shot there by the 5'6 senior guard, 44-21. And traveling on the Nikes, Korshkin a little too eager to get to the basket, so a turnover on Notre Dame as Krieger will get a breather. She is substituted out by Anna Engberg. So here comes Danville on offense. Notre Dame still sitting back in that zone. Smith out front to Morris. Three's in the air. Looks good. Oh, man, just off the back of the rim. They've missed a number of threes by inches. Kind of an interesting deal there. The ball ricocheted off. It looked like both teams kind of touched it off the rebound. It went into the backcourt, and Morris grabbed it, and they called it over and back. I would have thought that would have just been a possession change, but that's not what the official thought. So 44-21, Notre Dame leading as Stevens and Deary check back in. There's a little turnaround by Gabby Deary and a good feed by Taryn Stevens. Deary's got six on the night. Now a long three up by Kenna Fernald. No good, but the rebound is off Stevens. It'll be Danville ball. Moore is starting things out under the basket for Danville. Got it into Walker, but they said she traveled. So here come the Nikes. Taryn Stevens trying to get it in on this tough full court pressure that Danville's applying. Stevens gets it over to her cousin, Maddie Mazina. Now in the corner is Engberg. Long two is up. It's short. Rebound to Moore. And here comes Molly on the run for the Bears. Kicks it out by to Fernald. Long three's in the air. But she is fouled by Taryn Stevens. That's her first, team's third, and she was beyond the three-point line, which means one, two, three free throws for Kennedy Fernald. Just 22% from the line. Shoots a high-arching shot, soft touch, and it's good. That's her first point of the night. Here's the second free throw. It's up and good. Looks like she's probably much better than that season average shows. 46-23 as Danville tries to get that lead chip down inside 20 as the final 2:38 click off here in the third quarter. There's a steal away by Molly. She drives and a running feed is bounced around, comes back up with it. Now a little baseline, left-handed jumper, Riley Morris for her second bucket on the night. 46-25, four straight points by Danville. Here's Deary, breaks the press, gets it down to Korshkin. She's under the basket and kisses it off the glass for two. Korshkin's got 10. Now a three-pointer up by Fernald. No good, and a rebound down to the Nikes. Engberg will pull it back out. She did not have the numbers. It was 1-on-4. So in the corner is Deary. Left-handed drive, tries to feed it off to Anna Engberg, but it's tipped away, actually off of Engberg. So it's Danville ball as we got five new Bears coming in. So this is your Yaley, Elizabeth Smith, Ava Smith, Alexis Deets line up as, and Mackenzie Morris, who just got an easy bucket under the basket. 48-27, Notre Dame leading, minute 24 in the third quarter. And Ava Smith almost got a steal for the Bears. Notre Dame inbounding in front of their student section. Get it into Anna Engberg. Her shot's blocked away by Ava Smith. And a foul on Smith. It's her third, team's third. So Anna Engberg at the line looking for her first points on the night. She's a 75% free throw shooter on the season. First one's up and good. Second one is up and good. You know, those Engberg girls got all their athletic ability from their mother, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Karen Engberg. And their dad, Aaron Engberg, runs the clock or something down here. He looks very official at the scorer's table. So happy birthday to Karen. 50-27, Notre Dame in the lead. Minute to go in the third quarter. Run out by the Nikes. Long pass couldn't be handled by Deary. Turnover Notre Dame, and here comes Danville. Elizabeth Smith in the corner, out front to Ava Smith. Deech in the corner, out front. Smith to Smith. Ava, nice little dribble drive to the elbow. Nothing there. Three is up and good for Cassidy Yaley. She's got 7 on the night, and now I thought it was going to be a turnover on the Nikes. It was tipped out of bounds by Deech, so it is remaining Notre Dame's ball. 50-30 your score. Notre Dame leading Danville. 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Game one of a twin bill tonight. Nikes and the Bears boys. Coming up next, where the script is flipped. Notre Dame was the favorite coming into the girls' game. Danville, the favorite heading into the boys' game as they get it inside to Deary. Knocked away by Morris. Now a nice outlet pass to Morris. Talk about run of the court. My, oh, my. What by Mackenzie Morris. Couldn't get the layup to go, and her and Harrell got tied up on the rebound. I think that's the 10th jump ball, and it's a possession. To Danville. Lolo Krieger comes in for Maddie Mazzina. Danville inbounding under their own basket. And Deary had it stolen away to Harrell. And Harrell's fouled as she tries to dribble through the double team by Cassidy Yaley. That's her first, team's fourth. 8.3 seconds left, so we'll see what Notre Dame has for a quick 8-second offense. Engberg to Harrell. Harrell into the corners. Deary, she lets a three fly, and it's good! Up just inside the line, a two-pointer, a long two for Gabby Deary. Your score after three, Notre Dame 52, Danville 30. Back in a minute on KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
KBUR Sports sponsors. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, myself and Scott Mason going to be bringing a handful of Notre Dame and West Burlington and Burlington High School games to you throughout the end of January and into February as tournament season approaches. So we're looking forward to that, and our sponsors make it happen. As we get things underway in the fourth quarter, Notre Dame leads 52-30. They led 18-5 at the end of the first quarter, 38-14 at the half, and now 52-30 with 8 minutes to go, and this one is ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Danville ball. Danville boys have made their way in the gym, getting loose and ready to go for the second game of our doubleheader. Here is Riley Morris. Oh, she got a dribble just a little bit too high. They called a travel on her. She made a good move baseline and was going to get a good shot, but just lost the handle. And now for the turnover. Here's inbounds to Deary. To Engberg. Back to Deary. Ball fake. Said she traveled. So back-to-back traveling calls on each team. Game's been played pretty cleanly as far as turnovers go for the most part. If anything, we've just had a bucket full of jump balls. Good-looking three-pointer up by Molly. A little bit left. Rebound, Deary. And gets it off to Harrell. She takes the left-handed dribble up the sideline. Over to Stevens, who's hounded by Molly. Now Stevens with the runner. It's no good. Rebound to Deary. Kicks it back out to Harrell. Dribble, drive, and tries to score off glass. Can't get it. Guess what? Let me give you one guess what happened. You are correct. Jump ball. I think, remember early on I said I didn't think we'd get to 14, which I think was our record. And I think we're at 12, so we might do it after all. Notre Dame ball after the jump. Harrell inbounds to Taryn Stevens, feeds it back to Harrell. She turns and tries to get a kind of a running hookup, but she's fouled by Elizabeth Smith. That's Elizabeth's second foul and fifth team foul. Harrell was shooting, so she'll shoot two. She's 2 for 2 on the night from the line, a 68% free throw shooter. And I jinxed her, missed the first one. Harrell wears a pretty heavy right knee brace after an injury when she was younger, but she doesn't seem to be bothered by it too much. As she, of course, comes in leading the Nikes at a 13.8 per game clip. Now a long three up and no good by Elizabeth Smith. I should mention that next free throw was good by Harrell. 53-30. Now Krieger, steal, trying to go the distance and is fouled. I think. Are they calling charging? 23, okay. Yaley, that's her second, team sixth. So it will be Krieger at the line. First one is up and wide left. Krieger's a 82.4% free throw shooter. A rare miss for Lauren. Yeah, she missed them both. And Harrell and Mackenzie Morris tied up on the ground for the rebound. Guess what? Jump ball number 13. Favors Danville this time. 53-30, Notre Dame leading in the fourth quarter. 6:25 to go. Casey Fleming, courtside at Notre Dame High School for a high school doubleheader. My normal partner in crime, Joe O'Brien, is retired for at least now. He's moved off to North Central Missouri. Maybe we'll get him back for one of the tournament games if he's up visiting. We'll see. There's a lot of grandkids still in the area. So here's a long three by Yaley. Oh, it looked good from my angle. Just short and rebound to Reagan Engberg. She dribbles it up over the timeline. Long pass to Harrell. A collision. Man, no call. Harrell and Smith collided. I don't know that you would have called a foul on either one of them, but, man, that was a pretty heavy-duty collision. They're both kind of shaking their heads. But it was Krieger that was the beneficiary, and she got the bucket for her seventh point, 55-30, with Deary. And the steal, her outlet pass is almost stolen away by Deitch as Korshkin will come in for Gabby. And five new Bears come in to replace the current players. So we go back to Molly Walker, Riley Morris, Elizabeth Smith, and Fernald. Engberg gets it into Krieger out front in the corners. Engberg, three is up. In and out, rebound to Molly, who plays much bigger than her. They list her at 5'4". She was in there amongst girls 5'9", 5'10", and just stole that rebound away. She's a nice little player, just a sophomore. I believe, yeah, just a sophomore, Jada Molly. So 55-30, Engberg on the drive, and a collision under the basket. Ball almost fell, but rolled off the rim. She'll get some foul shots. Fouls on 14, that's Riley Morris, her second, team seventh. Nikes will be in the bonus the rest of the way out. Engberg's first free throw is good. 3-6-8. Channel my inner Ralph White. 3-6-8-10. She got 11 on the night. Second free throw is up and good. 12 points, and I believe that paces the Nikes. I think Carroll's got 10. Pretty balanced scoring by the Nikes tonight. 57-30, Notre Dame leading Danville. 5 minutes to go in this one. Boys coming up next. Molly, nice dribble drive. Gets it into Walker. She kicks it out front to Fernald. Here's Moore. Good looking three. Got it. Taylor Moore in the scoring book with a three-pointer. 57-33, 4:43 to go. Mazina, who just checked in, and Parkins now in for the Nikes. That's number 14, Ava Parkins, 5'5 junior. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Danville. It'll be Notre Dame ball. Hannah Engberg will take it in. Gets it into Mazina. Almost stolen away. Trying to feed it inside to Harrell, but it's knocked away by Morris. So five more Bears check back in. Notre Dame gets the ball inbounds to Ava Parkins in the corner. It's Engberg trying to feed Korshkin. Turnaround, nice move, but too strong. Gets her own rebound. Follow-up shot, no good. But a foul, and she'll shoot free throws. Foul's on Alexis Deitch. That's her first, team's eighth. At the line is Abby Korshkin. First one is good. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. She's got 11. ...60% free throw shooter, made them both. 59-33, Notre Dame leading Danville. Now they're going to get Parkins on the foul. So, yeah, her first, fourth on the team is, you may have heard in the background, 59-33, 4:14 to go. Now a steal by Harrell. She's off to the races. But good defense on the backside by Danville. She passed it off to Korshkin. Can't get the little runner to go. Rebound Parkins. Now cross court pass to Mazina. Dribble drive, little runner. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Danville, but tied up. And you guessed it. Jump ball number 14 by my count. We could get a record with one more tied up ball. We'll see. We'll see. 59-33, 3:46 to go. Long three by Danville, no good. Rebound Parkins. Knocked out of bounds by Morris. It'll be Nike's ball. As an even bigger crowd continues to filter in, we got a lot of folks on both sides of the gym. A lot of Notre Dame fans and a lot of Danville fans. Notre Dame beats the pressure but threw it away. Turnover on the Nikes. It'll be Danville ball. 59-33, Notre Dame in control of this one. 3:33 to go with a substitution. It's number 15, Amelia Morgan, has checked in for the Nikes. Morgan's a 5'9 senior guard. Here comes Molly. Up ahead to Riley Morris. And there's Moore trying to get it inside. Going to get a foul on Morgan, I think. Yep, foul's on Amelia Morgan, her first, team's fifth. And now Morris will look to inbound it out front to Moore, who lets a long three fly, a little bit short. Battle for the rebound. Could we have number 15? No, they got it out just in time. And, oh, nice little putback from the free throw line for Taylor Moore. She's got five on the night, 59-35. Notre Dame in the lead. Parkins, Engberg, Morgan gets a three off, just short. Rebound Walker. Here come the Bears. Molly off to the races. Yep. A little too much race, unfortunately, for Jada. Traveled, and it's now Nike's ball. Mazina inbounds to Anna Engberg. Back to Mazina. Ball fake. Dribble drive. Tripped up. Oh, ouch. She literally landed on the ball and kind of bounced off. Must have caught her kind of on the hip, fortunately. Well, that would have caught you on the knee or the belly or something. That would have been unfortunate. Anyway, fouls on Molly. That's her first. Team's ninth, and I don't know what's going on here. Somehow Harrell's in shooting free throws. Yeah, they're going to take Mazina out. She's a little shaken up after bouncing on the ball. That hurt. So Mazina's out for a breather, and Harrell's back in. Now, nice little, yeah, it looked like a pretty good move by Moore, but apparently a travel. As five more Bears check back in, it'll be Smith, Morris, Yaley, Deitch, and Elizabeth Smith as Nadia Jones, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in for the Nikes. 59-35 your score. Notre Dame girls look like they're going to remain undefeated. Go to 14-0 on the season. 2.5 minutes to go as Parkins drives the distance and tried to pass it off, but it was knocked out of bounds and will remain Nike ball. Anna Engberg to Morgan. Cross court to Nadia Jones. Nice little move on the right side court. And she dished it off to Korshkin, who had a bucket from point blank range. And a nice move for Ava Smith. 61-37 after the Smith bucket. There was a whistle, but I don't know why. We're not going to worry about it. As Morgan gets it into Engberg, she's trying to dribble up through that Danville pressure, and she does, but now it's thrown and stolen away as Ava Smith looking to break free, but kicks it out for a three-pointer by Sadie Smith, who just checked in. She's a freshman. Kind of some hectic play here, back and forth. Fouls on 15 Morgan, her second, team sixth. So minute 48 to go on this one. Notre Dame 61, Danville 37. Ava Smith on the line for Danville, a 64.3% free throw shooter on the season. Gets it to go. She's got 8 points on the night by my count. A couple substitutions for the Nikes. Freshman Lexi Korshkin checks in, and 34 is Madeline Knapp, another freshman. Second free throw by Smith is good. Ava Smith, who's finishing up a good career at Danville. She's been around for a number of years. She's played varsity, I think, at least three, if not all 4 years. Well, she had an older sister whose name escapes me, but when they were both on the court, it was tough to tell them apart. Very similar in appearance, as a long three's up by Morris, just off the front of the rim. Rebound, Morgan. She'll dribble it out and get it down court to Parkins. Out front, Morgan. Three is in the air. Oh, just rimmed in and out. And a battle for the rebound, and there it is. Your 15th held ball of the night. 15 held balls for those of you keeping score at home. I predicted that we wouldn't beat the record of 14, which we had a couple years ago over at West Burlington in a game between the Nikes and the Falcons. 61-39, Notre Dame leading. Minute 14 to go in this one. Looks like the Notre Dame girls should advance to 14-0 in the campaign. And a perfect 11-0 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference, where they're on top of that race. Three by Tucker, no good. Rebound, Morris. Now a three by Molly, no good. Rebound, back out to Molly. Oh, nice little six-foot runner by Jada. Molly got that one to go. She's got four on the night, 61-41. A little bit of a collision there, but a no call by the refs. The fans thought there should have been something called, but now a steal by Gracie Walker to Molly. Inside to Morris. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Molly. Back up. No good. Morris. Rebound to Jones. They're kind of letting this one go here at the end. Molly, boy, she's scrappy. Couldn't get the, she stole it. Couldn't get the runner to go, but then a rebound by Riley Morris, and she's fouled. Fouls on 15, Amelia Morgan, her third, seventh on the team, and Riley Morris. Guessing she's a daughter of Coach Matt Morris. Three-point play for Riley. The shot was good. I hadn't seen that. She's got seven on the night as the final 16 seconds tick off the clock. Ava Parkins trying to get it up court to Knapp, and she does. Now Korshkin cross court to Morgan, inside to Jones. Shot's no good. Rebound, Morris on the run. Long three-pointer blocked by Korshkin. And your final score is Notre Dame 61, Danville 44. We'll be back to recap this one in 2 minutes. On News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming.
Welcome back inside Father Manette Gymnasium, where the Notre Dame girls knocked off Danville in tonight's opener, 61-44. Notre Dame was led by Abby Korshkin, who came off the bench to score 14 points. Reagan Engberg had 12, rounding out the scoring for the Nikes. Taryn Stevens had 11. Gabby Deary, 8. And Engberg, a pair. 7 points for Lauren Krieger. A bucket for Maddie Mazzina. 11 for Taryn Stevens, including back-to-back three-pointers to start off a 18-2 run in the first half by the Nikes. And Megan Harrell, 11 points that got her to the 1,000-point club. So congratulations to Megan Harrell, who's got 1,000 points on her high school career. And for Danville, they were led by Ava Smith with 9. Riley Morris and Cassidy Ailey each had 7. Taylor Moore, 5. Jada Molly, 4. 5 for Mackenzie Morris, including a legit 28-foot three-pointer. And then a bucket for Kenna Fernald. And 3 for Alexis Deitch to round out the scoring. Notre Dame jumped out to a 6-0 lead and never looked back. It had 38-14 at the half. And then it kind of stayed at that 20-point lead throughout the entire second half. And again, the Nike girls win it going away, 61-44. Danville's record falls to 5-10, while Notre Dame advances to 14-0 and 11-0 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference standings. Again, your final in the girls game, Notre Dame 61 and Danville 44. We'll be back with the boys contest after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 and KBUR.com.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Reinschmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
We've been spending more time at home these days, and you may have noticed that your current house just doesn't fit your needs anymore. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank in New London. We have home loans to help you get a house that fits your life today. Or maybe you need to upgrade. Entertainment system, better appliances. With your good credit, the Danville State Savings Bank can help. We go the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
They'll keep talking. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's the agreement reached between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov after they sat down in Switzerland for about an hour and a half today as tensions rise over the Russian troops amassed near the border with Ukraine.
Secretary Blinken finally agreeing to give Russia the response to his demands and his concerns. But just a few days ago, Secretary Blinken had been saying he would definitely not give a written response because the concerns were not true, they were not based in fact. Nevertheless, by agreeing to these letters, which will be delivered next week, Secretary Blinken has perhaps bought a little more time for diplomacy. And the two sides agree to meet again in the coming weeks, perhaps leading up to another President Biden-Putin meeting. But as the two sides talk, Russia continues to mass its troops, posturing for its invasion, while destabilizing Ukraine from within. And its economy right now is crumbling.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Geneva. Russia is demanding the NATO promise that Ukraine not be added as a member and that no NATO weapons will be deployed near Russian borders and that NATO pull back forces from Central and Eastern Europe. It was a hate crime. That's what the FBI is saying about a hostage standoff at a synagogue last weekend in Texas that lasted more than 10 hours.
The synagogue hostage taking in Colleyville underscores the continued threat violent extremists pose to religious institutions, particularly Jewish institutions and other Jewish targets.
FBI Special Agent Matt DeSarno, the four hostages, including the rabbi, were able to escape. The hostage taker, Malik Faisal Akram, was shot and killed by authorities. The state of Arizona filing a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its demands the state stop sending COVID relief money to schools that don't have mask requirements.
He has a very little focus on math or reading or writing. Those are the things we're trying to get our kids caught up with, along with American civics, so they can truly understand federalism. This president needs a lesson in it.
Governor Doug Ducey, America is listening to Fox News.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for investment opportunities, and Impeller is the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects seeking capital on the island. Impeller takes the guesswork out of investing in Puerto Rico, surfacing the insights you need to make informed decisions and empower your investment portfolio. Visit investpr.org/impeller and set up your account today to see what the island has to offer. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Powered by
Weather Now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A 30% chance of snow tonight, mainly before 3 a.m. Increasing clouds, a temperature rising to around 19 by 5 a.m. Wind chill values as low as zero. Saturday, cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 28. Saturday night, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after midnight, otherwise cloudy with a low of 16. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 25. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. A steep sell-off for stocks on Wall Street again today. The Dow down 450 points, 1.3%. The S&P 500 index down 84 points, almost 2%. The NASDAQ down 385 points. That's almost 3%. Year-to-date, the NASDAQ is down 12%, falling deeper into correction territory. A correction is 10% below the all-time high. Amazon shares fell below $3,000 a share for the first time since last March. Companies whose shares hit 52-week lows today include Disney, Netflix, Starbucks, and Twitter. A handful of companies' shares did hit all-time highs today, like PepsiCo, Procter & Gamble, Oreo maker Mondelez, and chocolate maker Hershey. Tax filing season officially opens Monday morning at the IRS. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Notre Dame High School, Burlington, Iowa. Casey Fleming courtside for a doubleheader tonight. It was a 61-44 win for the Nikes in the opener. The Notre Dame girls improved to 14-0 on the season and are ranked 7th in the state. And the Notre Dame boys, the script is kind of flipped. The Notre Dame boys come in with a record of 4-9 and 3-6 in the conference, while Danville comes in 11-1 overall and 9-1 in the conference. Just one game behind undefeated New London, and Danville would be the odds-on favorite coming into tonight's ball game. But just like we said at the outset of the girls' game, you know, it's not like Notre Dame's just going to lay over and say, ah, we're going to give Danville their 12th victory. Coach Keyes and staff, I'm sure, have a game plan dialed in to try to slow down the Sokup boys' approach. Yeah, it's Michael and Steven Sokup leading the charge for the Danville Bears on the bench. Now, don't ask me to tell them apart. I'll call Steven Michael and Michael Steven. Now I can just call them both coach. Of course, we remember them from their great careers in high school at Danville, as well as their time spent at Southeastern, University of Iowa, Iowa Wesleyan, and they helped coach out at Southeastern for a short period of time, and they've been leading the Danville Bears here for the last couple of years. So Michael and Steven Sokup have Danville playing great basketball. They come in on a five-game win streak. Well, Notre Dame has dropped five in a row. So something's got to give. Will the Nikes break their losing streak, or will Danville keep theirs going? We'll find out here as we're announcing the starters, and we're getting ready to get things underway here. So Notre Dame is led by very balanced scoring. Jackson Brent leads him with 10.4 points a game, 5.5 points a game from Matthew Booten, 10 points a game from Carson Jones. He's their post player, about 6'5". Then they get 5 points from Owen Gulick, and then kind of a bunch of different guys between 3 and 4 points. Geddy Bull runs the point guard, and he averages 7 points a game. Meanwhile, for Danville, they're led by balanced scoring as well. Drake Johnson paces him at 13.8 points a game. Sawyer Nelson, 10.3 points a game. 11.9 for Caden Gourley. And Ty Carr, and it seems like Ty Carr's been out of Danville for about a decade. Ty Carr comes in averaging 9.9 points per game. And he rounds out that balanced scoring for the Socop Twin-led Danville Bears. So they're running through the starters right now. And it is homecoming here at Notre Dame, so we crowned Kale McCune the homecoming king at the halftime of the girls' game. We'll find out who the homecoming queen is at halftime of the boys' game. Half the homecoming queen candidates are on the Notre Dame girls' basketball team, so they, of course, had to run down, shower up, change clothes. So we're going to have a quick pregame prayer, so we'll take a brief moment of silence here for that.
We come together in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Almighty God and Father, on this homecoming weekend, we just ask you to be with us and be with the players as they compete. We ask you, Lord, to watch over them and keep them safe to play to the best of their ability. And we ask you, Lord, that as we play this contest of life, we may do so all for your glory.
Now I'll come back.
Watch over us and protect all life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Now there we have the pregame
St. Agnes. In the name of the Father,
pregame Son, commentary and prayer from Father Marty. So had the anthem before the girls' game. So got the prayer out of the way. Got the starters out of the way. Now let's tip it and play. Danville and Notre Dame set to go in game two of our doubleheader. Again, the Notre Dame girls victorious in the opener by a score of 61-44, starting for the Nikes, Geddy Bull and Jack Brent, Booten, Jones, and Owen Gulick. Jones sent to jump it off with Sawyer Nelson. Nelson rocking a pretty serious mullet, pretty impressive. And Danville controls the tip. Notre Dame comes out man-to-man, and they're coached tonight by Mike Kelker and Ben Gulick as Coach Dan Keyes home with an illness. Tonight, we wish Coach Keyes and their family the best as they work through some minor illness. We think they'll be fine, but not able to be on the bench with the Nikes tonight. So a turnover there for Danville, and Danville sits back in. Oh, my gosh, is Danville playing man-to-man? I thought 1-3-1 zone was in the Danville DNA. Maybe the Socops have mixed that up a little bit as Booten puts it on the floor and traveled. He would have had a pretty easy layup, but shuffled his feet. Before that, Nikes turn it over. So both teams still feeling each other out here in the early going. Ty Carr and Cadence Williams work it up past the Notre Dame pressure. Inside is Drake Johnson. His turnaround no good. Rebound by Nelson. Goes up over Carson Jones. So Sawyer Nelson with the offensive rebound. Scoreless here in the early going. Only a minute gone. Nice dribble drive by Caden Gourley, but too strong. Rebound Nikes. Here comes Geddy Bull. Drives it up the right side, pulls it back out, gets it to Jack Brent. Cross court to Gulick. In the corner is Bull. Nothing there. He's going to kick it back out to Gulick, who will reset the offense with Brent. Again, man-to-man for Danville after so many years of that 1-3-1 there. Manning up the Nikes. Nice spin move by Geddy Bull in the paint. Out front is Booten. Dribble drive. He thought he had a look at it, but they closed it out with good Danville defense. Bull drive blocked by Nelson. Here comes Williams on the run out. Gets it up to Carr. Good defense by Gulick. Slows down the break. And now they get Williams at the elbow. He kicks it to Gourley. Now it's Carr. Back out front to Williams. Three-pointer by Gourley is short. But rebound by Sawyer Nelson. That's his second big offensive rebound. but he throws it away, and it's Notre Dame's ball. Scoreless with 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Notre Dame and Danville. Girls won the opener. Notre Dame 61, Danville 44. We are at zeros here at the six-minute mark in the first quarter in the boys' game. Bull to Booten out front. Little give and go to Gulick. Tough shot. Blocked away by Sawyer Nelson, and he gets the rebound, and here comes Danville. Carr, dribble drive. He kind of leaned into Gulick. No foul, but he traveled. Too many steps. So that's the third turnover here in the early going. Pretty rare to see Danville turn it over, especially so early in the action. We're at zeros, almost 3 minutes gone. Bull, dribble drive, nothing there. Good defense by Danville. Back out to Booten, he loses the handle. And Drake Johnson comes up with it. Here come the Bears. Williams, he'll pull it back out, nothing there. Good defense by Booten. Back out front is Ty Carr, setting up the offense. Coaches soak up, barking out some orders. And Williams traveled. So that's the third Danville turnover here in the early going, one for the Nikes. We'll call it not the cleanest start for either team. We're at zeros, five-minute mark, first quarter. Danville, Notre Dame, Nikes on offense. Getty Bull hands it off to Gulick. Out front is Brent. Passes it over to Carson Jones. Gives it up to Brent, looking to get by Gorley. He does. And a nice, oh, I thought Brent was going to get it. It was a nice dribble drive, just rolled off the rim, and a foul on the Bears. Fouls on 12, that's Cadence Williams, his first. And at the line is Jack Brent. Brent comes in 68% from the line. First one is up and rattles around, no good. We're still scoreless. Second one is up. No good. Man. Scoreless. 4:41 to go in the first quarter. That'd be something. Zeros at the end of the first stanza. They'll get going offensively. And there's Danville. Nice little feed inside to Caden Gorley for the first points of the night. On the Gorley bucket from point blank range. Now dribble drive by Brent. As soon as I say there's not going to be much scoring, each team scores back-to-back. So nice dribble drive by Jackson Brent. First bucket for him. Tied at twos. Nice long outlet pass down to Sawyer Nelson. He's got a bucket. The 6'6 senior put it up and in. Mullet flying in the breeze. I mean, that thing's serious. It's shoulder length and beyond. Bull, Carson Jones, drives baseline, no good. Booten almost had the rebound, but Gorley came up with it. He gets it down to Carr, trying to get it inside to Johnson. They do, but good defense by Carson Jones stops that effort. Williams out front. For Gorley, dribble drive. Scores off glass. Caden Gorley, 6'5 junior. For 6'5, he's pretty skilled putting it on the floor. And has two of Danville's 6 points. Carson Jones, baseline jumper, long. Rebound, Nelson. Kicks it out to Carr. Johnson, shot's blocked by Brent. Getty Bull comes up with it, and here come the Nikes. Bull out front to Brent. Gulick feeds Carson Jones. Trying to back in on Nelson, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Brent. Dribble drive, kicks it to Jones, jumper's good. 8-foot baseline jumper, Carson Jones. 6-4 here in the early going. And Ty Carr on the other end. Puts Danville up 8-4. Baskets have been hard to come by here in the first quarter. There's 2 minutes left. And it's just 8-4. Now Jones throws it away to Williams. Rutouts, layup. No good, he missed it. Bull's got the rebound. Notre Dame's got the numbers. Bull goes all the way in and is fouled on his way to the basket. He'll shoot two. So fouls on Carr, his first, team second. So Williams had a wide open look, but kind of slowed up. I think he was trying to draw the foul and did not get the shot to fall. Notre Dame came up with it but couldn't capitalize as Delaney and Ward check in. Liam Delaney and Cole Ward in for the Nikes. As Booten and Gulick will get a breather. First free throw by Bull was no good. Second one is good. So Bull cuts into that Danville lead 8-5. Notre Dame trailing. Gaddy's a 72% free thrower on the season. Carr, Johnson, 15-footer, good for Danville. Drake Johnson, 10-5, Danville leading, minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Delaney feeds Bull. He'll bring it back out. Now he'll launch a three. Good! Yeti Bull, only shooting 13% from the three on the season, but he sure looked good making that one as Cole Ward found Gorley on the other end. So that's his first, team's first. Good to see Cole back. I was out of the monster match this past fall and out of the Recplex, standing there with Dr. Mike Abouasli watching some soccer, and Cole went down in a heap, pulled his hamstring. I think he actually tore it. So good to see
for over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction.
State championship soccer team. There's a nice block by Liam Delaney. Ty Carr drove baseline, and Delaney swatted it out of bounds. 10-8 your score right now after that Bull three-pointer. Notre Dame down two. Now Danville trying to work it inside. But they bring it back out front to Ty Carr. Get inside of Drake Johnson. His seven-footer, no good. But guess who is there for the rebound? Sawyer Nelson, rebound in the basket on the putback. His second bucket. Danville up four. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. Out front is Hunter Lilly, just checked in as well. So Hunter Lilly and Bull out front. Lilly makes a nice drive and kicks it out to Ethan Todd, who had just checked in as well. Missed the shot, rebound Danville. Good defense, stops the fast break. Now a three-pointer by Gorley, up and good. Caden Gorley has seven of Danville's 15 first quarter points, and the Bears lead the Nikes 15-8. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Notre Dame going to take the last shot. Hunter Lilly out at half court. And here we go. 9 seconds to go. Bull to Todd. Liam Delaney almost has it stolen away. 3 seconds left. Delaney lets a three fly. Looks good. Is good. Liam Delaney. The 6'1 sophomore drains a three at the buzzer. After what? It's Danville 15. Notre Dame 11. Back in a minute with quarter number two from Notre Dame on News Radio 1490 KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmidt Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
After one period of play, it's Notre Dame trailing Danville by four, and we're back in action. Notre Dame misses a seven-footer. Danville takes the rebound, fast break, and an easy layup by Drake Johnson. 17-11, Danville leads Notre Dame. Out front is Liam Delaney, who drained a three at the buzzer there to cut into that Danville lead. Passes it off to Hunter Lilly. He's tied up and a foul. Nope, they said he carried it. I'll go with interesting call. No complaints from either one of the Socup coaches. Danville coached by the Socup twins. As Notre Dame provides some token pressure, which Danville gets it up and over the timeline without any trouble. There's Caden Williams drives in. And Delaney comes up with it. Here comes Liam up over the timeline. Back out front to Lilly. Gets it inside to Cole Ward. He muscles his way in. Kicks it out. Getty Bull wide open for a three. Off the back of the iron. Rebound Williams. Outlet pass to Carr. Danville off and running. Shots blocked away by Cole Ward. Rebound comes down to Todd. Here comes Bull. And Notre Dame will pull it back out. Get set in their offense. And Hunter Lilly lets a long three fly. Wide left. Rebound Sawyer Nelson. Coach Gulick, not thrilled with that shot, but that's okay. Can't be gun-shy on offense. Coach Ben Gulick leading the charge tonight. Coach Dan Keyes, head man, is home with a little bit of an illness. Turnaround shot by Johnson. So now Drake Johnson has six, 19-11. So Danville scored all 4 points of this second quarter so far, 19-11, 30-second timeout called by Notre Dame. We'll keep it right here. Notre Dame started on, both teams started off slow. There was not a bucket scored until like the four-minute mark in the first quarter. And Notre Dame was down 10-5, but it was a late three-pointer by Liam Delaney to cut into that Danville lead. So the end of the first quarter, the score was Danville 15 and Notre Dame 11. And now Danville's come out and scored the first two buckets of the second quarter. Coach Gulick, A, wanted to slow down the momentum, and B, wanted to get a couple of his starters back in. Brent, Jones, and Gulick had been on the bench getting that extra breather after the quarter break, and they're all back in now. So for the Nikes in their home golds, right now going from our right to left is Gulick, Brent, Ward, Jones, and Delaney. Here's Delaney out front to Jones. Back out front to Delaney, looking to get it inside to Brent. Nothing there. Good defense by Carr. Hounding man-to-man defense by Danville. I never thought I'd say that after a couple decades of that 1-3-1 defense we became so accustomed to. Jack Brent defended by Gourley. Now Brent gets it in the paint, fades away. Good shot, but a little short. Sawyer Nelson on the rebound. Williams, fast break. Johnson, easy layup for the Bears. Johnson's got eight, and three of them have been wide open layups off great feeds and assists by his teammates. Danville up 10. That's their biggest lead of the night. 21-11 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now a little miscommunication between Brent and Ward. Nikes turn it over. It'll be Danville ball. If you're just joining us, the Notre Dame girls won the opener 61-44. And it's just me tonight. My normal partner in crime, Joe O'Brien, Coach O'Brien, has moved out of the area. So going to be working with Cody Van Fleet, one of Joe's proteges at Southeastern and Idaho State, former head coach here at Notre Dame as well. And as the season goes on, we'll get Cody on the microphone as well. But he was unable to join us yet tonight. We just kind of, everybody's been battling various illnesses and all that. So we should have a broadcast duo in future games as Sawyer Nelson went hard to the bucket, and Cole Ward fouled him on the way, and that's his second and the team's second as Nelson goes to the line. First free throw is no good. He's shooting 63% from the field, but only 47% from the line. That tells me he gets lots of looks close to the basket. He missed both free throws. Carson Jones goes high for the rebound. Brent brings it up. Now out front is Liam Delaney. Nice little crossover, and his runner rolls off the left side of the rim, but a foul. So fouls on Carr, that's his second, team's third. So he's got two for Danville. Cole Ward has two for the Nikes. And at the line is Liam Delaney. So he's got four on the night with the three-pointer there at the first quarter buzzer. And that free throw, here comes his second effort from the charity stripe. It's up and no good. Rebound Nelson. He's got about eight already. I'm not tracking rebounds, but no, Nelson's got about all of them for Danville. So substitution for Danville, got 13, Titus Svoboda in. He feeds it inside to Nelson, but good defense by the Nikes. He missed the shot, but the ball was batted out of bounds, so it'll be Danville ball. So inbounding for Danville under their own basket is Svoboda. Gets it to Greg Johnson. Blocked away, though, by Matthew Booten. Nice defense by Booten. Outlet pass to Brent, who's on the run. Now, he'll back it out, get the offense set. Delaney out front, thought about the 25-footer. Decided otherwise. Booten to Gulick. Out front is Delaney. Marking out orders to his teammates. Now he gets it down to the corner to Booten. Looking to get it into Jones. Tipped away, but Carson kept his hands on it. 21-12, your score. Danville leading, 3.5 to go in the half. Gulick, Brent. Shot blocked by Sawyer Nelson. Man, he's active on both ends of the court. Nelson's got a handful of points, rebounds, and block shots. And there's Nelson from about 6 feet. Made it, was fouled, and will shoot one. Fouls on 23, that is Jackson Brent, his first, team's third. Nelson missed the free throw. Nope, he made it. Check that. I didn't see it. I was waiting for the scoreboard to update. So now 24-12. Danville up 12 with 2:53 to go. Getty Bull back in for the Nikes. Booten shuffled his feet. I'm too anxious. I'd say Booten's got a pretty healthy mullet going on for the Nikes as well. He's kind of, you know, business up front, party in the back. He's got the curly mullet where Sawyer Nelson, really the long flowing mullet. It's pretty impressive. Getty Bull takes the rebound off the Johnson miss. Gets into the paint. Nothing there. Out front is Brent. Drives off the Carson Jones pick. Kicks it off to Booten. His shot's blocked by Sawyer Nelson. And here's Carson Jones from 8 feet. His shot is good out of the outstretched hands of Nelson. So nice bucket there by Carson Jones. He's got four, 24-14. I'm sure Coach Gulick, with 2 minutes to go in the half, would like to get this to about six or seven. As a steal by Bull, goes the distance and misses. Rebound, Nikes. Delaney's got it. He wants a three. Oh, just in and out. Rebound, Booten. Shots blocked. Fourth block shot of the night by Nelson. And a timeout called by the Socobs. 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this break with Danville leading by 10 on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
back to Notre Dame High School, Father Manette Gymnasium. It's homecoming at Notre Dame, and the Notre Dame girls won the opener over Danville, 61-44. The Notre Dame boys trailing by 10. Danville ball as we're back in action here. Nice dribble drive by Gorley. Kicks it out to Williams. He steps inside the three-point line. Shot's no good. Rebound, Getty Bowl. Kicks it out to Hunter Lilly. Nothing there on the break. They'll reset the offense and almost stolen away as Notre Dame tried to get it inside to Ethan Todd. Now Bowl is tripped. No call. Danville ball, and here comes Johnson. He's making everything tonight. Another bucket for Drake Johnson. He's got 10. Less than a minute to go in the half. Notre Dame down 26-14. Bowl to Brent. Brent backs his way in. Kicks it out to Carson Jones from the free throw line. Rattled in and out. No good. Rebound to Drake Johnson. 40 seconds left in the half. Danville looking to add to their 12-point lead. Out front is Caden Gorley. Back and forth to Svoboda and Caden Williams. Getting ready to take the last shot. 26-14. Danville leading as we head into halftime. Now they'll go. They get it into Drake Johnson. He's been the man all night. Little knee in the air fadeaway. That's tough. Johnson makes the bucket. Lilly's long desperation three. No good. It's the Drake Johnson and Sawyer Nelson show here at Notre Dame's by the Manette Gymnasium as Danville heads into the halftime break with a 28-14 lead. We'll be back in 5 minutes with the homecoming queen coronation. We'll find out who wins the queen, but we will take a 5 minute break at halftime with the score Danville 28 and the Nikes 14 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmidt Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
A positive trend. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with an update on COVID case numbers.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky reports that daily average U.S. COVID cases are down 5% from this time last week.
But as we have seen during other phases of this pandemic, the surge in cases started at different times in different regions and may continue to see high case counts in some areas of the country.
That the daily average of hospitalizations has increased by about 1%. The CDC saying Omicron, a milder variant of COVID, represents over 99% of current infections in the U.S. And as the agency continues its push for full vaccination. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Carnival festivities in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil, are being put off until late April instead of the last weekend in February as COVID cases rise there. Another weekend, another snow and ice storm in parts of the South. The Carolinas and Virginia under states of emergency.
We've got winter storm warnings in effect, ice storm warnings, winter weather advisories. The ice is going to be right along the coast. And this is a very strange storm. We've had so much of our action this year down across parts of the South instead of the North.
30% chance. Of snow tonight, mainly before 3 a.m. Increasing clouds, a temperature rising to around 19 by 5 a.m. Wind chill values as low as zero. Saturday, cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 28. Saturday night, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after midnight, otherwise cloudy with a low of 16. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 25. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School, Father Manette Gymnasium. It is homecoming, as right now it's Ava Ration out at midcourt with her dad, Joe. So we'll find out who the homecoming queen is here in just a few minutes. Our homecoming king was crowned at halftime in the girls' game. That was Kale McCune. So we'll find out who the homecoming queen here is in just a few minutes. Your halftime score, the Danville boys leading Notre Dame, the host school, 28-14. The game started off very slow. Matter of fact, neither team scored through the first 5 minutes of the, about 4.5 minutes of the first quarter. And it was 15-11. Liam Delaney hit a three-pointer, the buzzer, the first quarter. And Notre Dame was right there trailing just 15-11. But, boy, Danville really outpaced him in the second quarter. Notre Dame just scored 3 points in the second quarter and were outscored 13-3 heading into halftime. And it's been the Drake Johnson and Sawyer Nelson show for Danville. Johnson comes in and has hit about everything that he shot. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He's got 12 of the 28 points for the Socop-led and coached Danville Bears. 7 points for Sawyer Nelson to go with 4 block shots and about a dozen rebounds, it seems like. Caden Gourley's got 3 buckets, including a three-pointer, so he's got 7 and then 1 bucket for Ty Carr. But again, Drake Johnson has been hot. He's been getting good looks deep inside. I think 3 of them are wide-open layups off great passes by Carr and Cadence Williams. And again, Drake Johnson leading all scorers with 12 here at the half. For the Nikes, they've got 4 points from Getty Bull, a three-pointer and a free throw. 4 points for Carson Jones, a three-pointer and 1 free throw for Liam Delaney. And Jackson Brent has 2 points to round out the scoring for the Nikes. Nobody really in foul trouble. Cole Ward's got 2 and Jackson Brent has 1 for the Danville Bears. Ty Carr has 2 and Cadence Williams 1, so nobody really in any foul trouble over there on that side either. So as the announcements wind down, Matt Jones and Kerrigan Belger, last year's king and queen, take center court. Here comes your drum roll to find out who the queen is. That's a Belger sweep. From sister to sister. So there you have it. Kerrigan won it last year, and Maisie wins it this year. She's out there with her dad, Jim, and Jim was a Notre Dame grad back in the mid-'80s. Of course, a long string of Belcher boys came through the Notre Dame system, so congratulations to Maisie Belcher. That's your 2022 homecoming queen to join your homecoming king, Cade McCune, here at Notre Dame. Again, your halftime score is Danville 28, Notre Dame 14. Back in a couple minutes with the rest of this one on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Sports Now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Impaired driving takes a life every hour in the U.S. Don't drive impaired.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. UNI and Drake renew their Missouri Valley Conference rivalry tomorrow afternoon in the McLeod Center. Both teams looking to bounce back from Wednesday night losses. The Panthers fell in overtime at Valparaiso and were without leading scorer A.J. Green due to COVID protocols. Drake lost at home to Bradley, the Bulldogs 4-2 in the Valley.
Very experienced roster, so we're very familiar with their roster. DeVries is off to a great start for a freshman, you know, as one of their new guys. Terrific team, right? They were picked to win the league for a reason because they got really good players.
Panther coach Ben Jacobson also tomorrow. The 15th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones are at home against TCU, while Iowa's at home in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes host Penn State. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Adam. Lauren, my wife, was having trouble moving. Then her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911 and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
Sponsored by Genentech and NAEMT.
It's high school basketball on the mighty 1490 KBUR. Casey Fleming courtside here in Burlington at Notre Dame High School, Father of the Minette Gymnasium, where homecoming festivities just wrapped up. Maisie Belger, your homecoming queen for the Nikes, took the crown from her sister Kerrigan, who won it last year. So kept it in the family for 2 years here at Notre Dame. And on the boys' side, it was Kale McCune. Oh, my good friends, Dawn and Chad McCune's youngest child. Kale is heading off to the University of Iowa next year, and he wraps up his career here at Notre Dame as the homecoming king. So congratulations to Kale and Maisie, two nice young kids. Man, oh, man, I don't want to date myself and start talking about how long I've known them or their parents. We'll just we'll leave that one alone. It's 28-14 at the half. Danville in control of this one. Notre Dame girls won the opener 61-44. And in that game, Megan Harrell got her 1,000th point of her career. And the Nikes came up with the big win there to up their record now to 14-0, while it's been all Danville in the boys' contest. Again, the Bears 28-14, led by Drake Johnson's 12 points here at the half. He's had a lot of wide-open looks close to the rim. And great defense, rebounding, and some block shots by Sawyer Nelson. That's been the difference for Coach Sokup and Coach Sokup and the Bears. Of course, the Nikes are without head coach Dan Keyes. Dan Keyes home with a little bit of an illness. We think he should be fine and hopefully back on the sideline soon. So Ben Gulick leading the charge, helped out by assistant coach Mike Kelker. And boy, it sure was odd for me to be in the gym and not see Jim Myers pacing the sidelines, coaching the Notre Dame girls. Of course, we lost Jim to cancer here a month and a half ago. And boy, is he missed by the Notre Dame family, and our thoughts and prayers with the entire Myers family. Those girls, I know, carry a heavy heart as the season plays on. But, boy, what a season they're having now, 14-0. And another empty seat in the gym tonight, Bob Brick, longtime Notre Dame supporter, passed away early this Sunday morning. Bob only sent 10 kids through the system. He's got 33 grandkids, 35 great-grandkids. And most all of those have gone or are going to Notre Dame now. What a legacy Bob leaves behind as he passed away at the age of 85 on Sunday morning. And our thoughts and prayers with the entire Brick family as well. So back to action. Guess what? Drake Johnson drove baseline. Would have had an easy look but got fouled hard by the Nikes and made the free throw. So that foul was on Jackson Brent, his second, first of the half on the Nikes. Second free throw by Johnson is up and good. He only missed about one shot tonight. He's got 14 of Danville's 30. So 30-14, Notre Dame trails Danville. 7:39 to go in the third quarter. Danville's man-to-man defense has been tough for the Nikes to figure out. Here's Brent out front. Cross court to Booten. Three-pointer. Oh, looked like it was going to be good. But wasn't. Carson Jones on the rebound and put back. So Jones has six. 30-16 here in the early parts of the second half. Ty Carr drives baseline, no good. Rebound by Sawyer Nelson went up and over Matthew Booten. I could have called a foul there if you wanted to, but they chose not to. We'll see if Notre Dame can get it back inside to Jones. He's got Nelson by about an inch, but we just haven't been able to get Carson free on the post. As Notre Dame passing it around the perimeter right now, Bowl to Booten. Booten drives around the right side off a nice pick by Jones. Now Bowl gets loose. Nice move by Getty Bowl. And the layup for the Nikes is good. Little token pressure by the Nikes, solved easily by Danville. Here's a three-pointer. Nope, ball fake by Carr. Passes it off to Nelson. Layup is good. Nice feed by Ty Carr to Sawyer Nelson for the easy Danville basket. 32-16. Bears lead the Nikes. Booten inside. Little turnaround baby hook. No good. Rebound Nelson, and here come the Bears. Carr, Gorley, three-pointer. Yep. Caden Gorley's second three-pointer of the night puts Danville up 17, their biggest lead of the night, 35-18. Carson Jones at the elbow, kicks it out to Brent. Out front is Gulick. Now Booten on the key. There's Bull, guarded by Williams. I'd say Notre Dame needs to be a little more active offensively. Nobody's cutting to the basket. Now they got a little motion. Gulick to Bull. Ball fake, gets it inside to Jones. His turnaround shot is a little hard off the back of the iron, and the rebound goes to Johnson. 35-18, 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Danville in a comfortable lead. Three-pointer up by Williams. Long rebound, Booten. Nice rebound by Matthew. Long outlet pass to Brent. Feeds Jones, and he loses the handle to Johnson. He's fouled by Bull. So that's going to be Bull's first foul. Second team foul this half as Liam Delaney checks in for Brent. So Delaney hit a dramatic fadeaway three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first quarter to cut into that Danville lead. That's as close as Notre Dame's been at 3 points or 4 points. Now Delaney with a steal. He picked the pocket of Gorley, and here comes Liam. He'll pull it back out and get it to Gulick. Cross-court to Bull. Notre Dame is having trouble getting it past that three-point arc, kind of like the Danville girls had trouble getting past Notre Dame's defense. As we said before the game, we knew the scripts were going to be flipped, with Danville being the odds-on favorite in the boys' game after Notre Dame being favorite in the girls' game. Now, Delaney lets a three fly, but he's fouled by Gorley, so he'll get three shots. That's Gorley's first, team's first this half. So Liam Delaney, one for two from the line tonight. He is an 80% free throw shooter, made the first. So he's got five on the night. Made the second. And Todd and Lily will check in, replacing Gulick and Booten in the Nikes lineup. Here comes the third free throw for Delaney. Made it. So three free throws by Liam Delaney make it a 15-point deficit for the Nikes. Somehow, if they can get it to 10 by the end of the third quarter, I think that'd be considered a win, as Johnson gets loose underneath. Looked like it was a nice block shot by Ethan Todd, but no such luck. Going to call foul on Todd, and going to get a couple of free throws by Johnson. Oh, he missed something. That's the first thing he's missed all night. He's kind of chuckling to himself. I don't think he took his time there. Second one is up, and that one's no good either. Rebound Carson Jones. So here's Geddy Bull, dribble drive into the land of the Giants and swatted away by Nelson. Here's Liam Delaney over to Todd. Bull has it in the corner. 35-20, Notre Dame trailing Danville. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Delaney out front to Carson Jones, loses the handle. Here comes Johnson, goes all the way for the layup, got it. It is the Drake Johnson Show. Drake Johnson averages like 13.8. He's already past that. He is their leading scorer, and we see why. He's active. He gets to the basket, moves well, and he doesn't miss very often. He's only missed, I think, one shot tonight. Nice dribble drive there by Ethan Todd, blocked away by Sawyer Nelson. And it's Hunter Lilly. No, that's Gulick coming in for Geddy Bull. So it's Lilly, Gulick, Todd, Jones, and Delaney. Nice little inbounds play. Got a good look for Ethan Todd. He's got a bucket. So Todd, the 6'3 junior in the scoring column for the Nikes. Danville solves Notre Dame's press without too much difficulty. 37-22, your score. 17-footer by Drake Johnson. Good. Danville in the lead. Delaney out front to Jones. Gulick looking to work on Williams. Nothing there. Three up by Todd. No good. Rebound. Ty Carr. And here come the Bears. Steal by Liam Delaney. Oh, a double dribble. Not too far away for me to call that one. It was right in front of Johanna Myers. She didn't react, so I'm just going to go with it was the right call, even though I didn't think it was from 60 feet away. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 39 for Danville, 22 for the Nikes. Ty Carr shot blocked away by Hunter Lilly, but Drake Johnson has it. Step to the bounce line, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball. A rare mistake by the junior, or the senior. Jackson Brent coming back in for Todd in the Nikes lineup. So Lilly inbounds to Gulick. Gulick calls out 40 for the play. We'll see what they run here. Brent, right corner. Guarded by Johnson closely. Nothing there. Back out front to Gulick. Three is up and no good. Rebound Jackson Brent. And now Delaney trying to get by Ty Carr. Nothing there. Gets it back out front to Gulick. I think Notre Dame's just settling for passing it around the perimeter a little too much. But again, you credit Danville's defense for making it difficult. There's Drake Johnson jumping in that passing lane. Looked like he was going to try to go up for a dunk, but the left-handed layup is good. 41-22. The third quarter's been all Danville. Well, it's been all Drake Johnson. Carson Jones can't get the elbow jumper to go. Gulick's got a three in the air. It's wide left. Rebound Brent. He powers it back out to Liam Delaney. In and out for three. Now there's a scrum on the floor for the ball, and Johnson comes up with it. Here comes Ty Carr for Danville. Into the corner is Gorley. Shot's blocked away by Carson Jones. Gulick. Lilly, three, got it. Hunter Lilly finally puts an end to a long scoring drought by the Nikes, 41-25, less than a minute to go here in the third quarter at Notre Dame. Gorley on the far side for the Bears, back out front to Carr, 30 seconds left. Coach Sokup calls for one shot. Again, I don't know if that was Michael or Steven calling for one shot. Can't tell them apart. Haven't been able to for as long as I've known those boys. So out front is Gorley. Guarded closely by Brent. Now it's Lilly on Carr. 6 seconds. Little give and go to Williams. His shot no good. Rebound to the Nikes. Liam Delaney's long three wide right. After three quarters of play, your score, Danville 41, Nikes 25. Back in a minute with quarter number four from Notre Dame after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Well, the closest Notre Dame has been is a four-point deficit at the end of the first quarter, 15-11, after Liam Delaney buried a fadeaway three, and that's been about all Notre Dame's had to go their way tonight as Danville's ran out to a 41-25 lead as we begin the fourth quarter here at Notre Dame. That third quarter was just all Danville. So 41-25, Nike's trail. They've got the ball to start out the fourth quarter. Notre Dame girls won the homecoming opener, 61-44. And the boys looking for a miracle here late in the fourth quarter, and they turn it over there. Tough pass. Bull Ward couldn't handle it, out of bounds to Danville as Getty Bull checks back in for Lilly. And there he is, Drake Johnson. He's been a scoring machine tonight. A little spin move, and he's fouled. So he's going to shoot two. Foul is on Matthew Booten, his first, team's fourth. So Johnson at the line. He did miss a free throw earlier. That's about all he's missed all night. Made that one. And the second free throw is good. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22 of Danville's 43 points for Drake Johnson. Cole Ward out front for the Nikes, being guarded by Nelson. Getty Bowl. Jackson Brent, dribble drive. Nice little up and over the outstretched arms of Sawyer Johnson. Or Sawyer Nelson. Nice move there by Jackson, 43-27. If Notre Dame can somehow drain a couple of threes and get it to 10, you never know, but somehow they get to stop Drake Johnson. Ty Carr to Williams. Out front is Carr. And inside Nelson, turnaround from point blank, no good, but guess who got the rebound and the putback? You're darn right. Drake Johnson, fouled by Cole Ward, his third, team's fifth. And he will shoot one. Right when you thought Notre Dame might inch their way back in. Ooh, that was rare, almost an air ball by Johnson on that free throw. Barely got it there. Rebound to the Nikes, Getty Bowl up court to Liam Delaney. Delaney looking to get it inside to Ward. Nothing there. Jackson Brent, far corner. Guarded closely by Gourley. Delaney to Brent. Getty Bowl. Spin move. Jackson Brent scored two straight for the Nikes. So Brent warming up here a little bit. He's got six, 45-29. Danville solves the Notre Dame press. Carr. Ooh, he has it stolen away by Brent, and he's fouled by Nelson. That's Nelson's first foul tonight, second team foul this quarter. Pretty impressive to think Nelson's got about a dozen points. Two, four, maybe ten. But he's got a handful of block shots and a bucket full of rebounds. So it's amazing he plays that clean. And still is able to do what he does and make such an effect on the game. So 45-29, lob pass into Carson Jones, block shot by Nelson. Ty Carr off to the races, almost blocked away by Cole Ward, but Carr got it to go. That's his second buck of the night, 47-29. 18's been the biggest lead of the night by Danville. Looking to cut into that is Carson Jones. Dribble drive, fouled by Nelson. So he picks up two quick ones. So much for me saying he's played a clean game. He picked up two quick fouls, but probably not going to have a huge impact on the outcome of this one as Notre Dame's down 47-29 with Carson Jones at the line. First one is good. He's got seven on the night. Carson, 61% free throw shooter, 61% from the field goal, or field goal shooting as well, so from the field. No good. Cole Ward battling for the rebound. He's got it. Uh-oh. Well, I thought he was hurt. He's fine. But he got plowed into. And guess what? That's on Sawyer Nelson. So he's got three. So, again, there's... I guess I jinxed him. Brent, little runner, got it to go. They're going to count it. Basket's good. Fouls on blue, zero. That's Ty Carr, so he's got three. And Nelson has three. Coach Sokob wants a timeout before this one gets too interesting. 47-32, Danville leading Notre Dame. Back in a minute with the rest of this one from Notre Dame on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School, where the Nikes trail Danville 32-47. But the three quick fouls on Sawyer Nelson has the Danville faithful, I'm not going to say worried yet, as Jackson Brent misses the front end of that, or that it would have been a three-point play. He missed the free throw. But 15 is the lead for Danville. And now Notre Dame doing their best to try to steal it away. Nelson's got it way out front. Give and go to Carr. He drives baseline, and he's fouled by Brent. It's going to be his third and the sixth on the Nikes.
Notre Dame foul is on Brent's third.
So inbounding the ball is Carr. To Nelson, back to Carr. A little give and go to Johnson. He loses the handle. Rare turnover by Danville. So Notre Dame could cut into that Danville lead, 47-32. Nikes looking to scratch their way back into this, but they're running out of time with only 4 minutes left. Now a travel called on Brent. Danville beats the Notre Dame press again. Out front it's Carr. Inside is Gourley, guarded closely by Ward. Ty Carr drives to the right. Oh, and the diving Cole Ward gets the, well, we credit it as a steal. He knocks it away, and Jack Brent came up with it on the other end. Brent. Gulick inside to Jones. Ball fake. Right at Nelson, and Nelson. Clean block for Sawyer Nelson. 47-32. Time running out for the Nikes as Danville stills up 15. 3:22 to go. Carr out front being guarded closely by Gulick. Here's Gourley. Three for Gourley from the corner. In and out. Rebound Nelson. Kicks it out to Johnson, 16-footer, no good. Rebound, Gourley, put back, no good. Guess what? Put back again by Nelson. He missed it. Rebound, Brent, down to Gulick. 15-footer short, rebound, Johnson. Nobody can get it to fall. So Danville keeps that 15-point lead that it looked like Notre Dame was going to eat into a little bit, but such a low-scoring affair, it's tough to make a big, sizable comeback like that as Gourley makes the spinning runner. Six, eight. He's got 12. 2 minutes to go, 49-32, Danville in the lead. Jack Brent, dribble drive, gets it over to Jones, turnaround jumper up over, Nelson is good. Little runner by Carr on the Danville fast break. No good. Sawyer Nelson, 15-footer. No good. Rebound Gorley, but Bull thought he got ball, but he must have got some wrist. So that's Getty's second foul, team seventh. Gorley will go to the line for Danville. So Danville looks to up their record to 12-1, while Notre Dame will likely slip to 4-10, which it's interesting. The girls' records are just about flip-flop. Notre Dame's 14-0, and the Danville girls are also 4-10, just like the Notre Dame boys, as Ethan Todd and Liam Delaney check back in. Free throw's good by Gorley. He's got 13 and now 14 after the second free throw falls. Getty Bowl up over the timeline, out to Liam Delaney. Dribble drive by Delaney, shots blocked by Gorley, and a foul on Gorley. His second, team sixth. Delaney will shoot two. He is 4 for 5 from the line on the night, 80% on the season. First free throw is a little short. Hunter Lilly comes in for Getty Bowl. Second free throw, perfect. I've got Delaney for 8 on the night. Todd to Williams out front. Gorley guarded by Brent. Here's Johnson. Haven't seen many substitutions for Danville as they've led by double digits most of the way, but I suppose they want to keep Notre Dame at bay as got a foul on Hunter Lilly. That's his first, team's 8. Johnson goes back to the line to add to his totals. He's got 24. And misses the free throw. Carson Jones comes up with the carom. And here come the Nikes. Hunter Lilly up the left side of the court. To Todd. Almost had it stolen away by Johnson. Inbounding it for the Nikes, Jack Brent. To Lilly. Second timeout called by the Nikes. We'll keep it right here. Your score is Danville 51 and the Nikes 35. Looks like the Soak-Up coaches and the Bears are going to up their record to 12-1, while Notre Dame will fall their sixth straight loss to 4-10 in what has been branded as a rebuilding year for sure. Coach Dan Keyes out with an illness tonight, so we've had Coach Kelker and Coach Ben Gulick leading the charge in Coach Key's absence. So Notre Dame was close throughout the first quarter, but too much Drake Johnson tonight for the Nikes. He's got 24 to lead all scorers. And, of course, in the girls' game, as I mentioned, Notre Dame victorious over Danville, 61-44. Hunter Lilly on the little give and go, no good. Long outlet to Johnson. He and Brett kind of got tied up on the catch. I'm going to call foul on Jackson. It's his ninth. They're shooting 1-1, or they shooting 2? I thought they'd shoot 1-1. But they shot 2. He made the first one. He's got 25. And now he's got, missed it. Rebound Carson Jones. Hunter Lilly down to Delaney. Kicks it out to Lilly. Three-pointer. Good. So Hunter's got 2 threes on the night. Less than a minute to go. Ty Carr, dribble drive, and foul going to be on Kyle Etka that just checked in for the Nikes. Etka's a 5'11 senior guard. Carr at the line. He's a 66% free throw shooter. Made the first. and made the second. Thirty-six seconds left to go. Etka feeds Jones. He's triple teamed out front. Lilly. Dribble drive, kicks it to Jones. His shot up and over Nelson, but to rattle in and out, no good. Rebound, Jackson Brent got it to go. 8 points for Brent. Too little, too late for the Nikes as 10 seconds will click off, and the scoreboard will be in favor of the Bears. Final score is Danville 54, Notre Dame 40. We'll be back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers.
Welcome back to Notre Dame High School Father Manette Gymnasium, where it was a twin bill homecoming split for the host Nikes. The Notre Dame girls improved to 14-0 and protect that seventh ranking in Class 1A girls basketball and stay atop the Southeast Iowa Super Conference with a 61-44 win over Danville. And the again, as I've said a few times tonight, the scripts were flipped for the boys' game. Danville came in with an 11-1 record, and they advanced to 12-1 as they knocked off the boys 54-40. At the end of the first quarter, Liam Delaney made a nice fadeaway three that cut the lead to 15-11 in a pretty slow starting game, and you thought, well, maybe Notre Dame can hang in there, and then they fell behind by 14 at the half and never really could get it within 12 points after that. Again, the final score, Danville 54-40. The story tonight, Drake Johnson, 25 points for the senior. He about doubled his average, and I think he only missed maybe two or three of the dozen or so shots he took. He was dialed in tonight. Great game for Drake Johnson. Tip of the headset to him. And also Sawyer Nelson also played a big role in that Danville victory. Nelson ended up with 9, 25 for Drake Johnson, 7, 10, 12, 14 for Caden Gourley, 6 for Ty Carr to round out the Danville scoring. Literally only four kids scored, and they really ran away with this one. It was the Drake Johnson show, as we said. Balance scoring for the Nikes. Getty Bold came in and scored 6 points for the Nikes. Carson Jones, 6-8-9 for Notre Dame. 2 3-pointers in the second half for Hunter Lilly for 6. 1 3-pointer and a bunch of free throws for Liam Delaney. He had 8. 8 for Jackson Brent and a bucket for Ethan Todd to round out the scoring for the Nikes. Again, congratulations to our homecoming king, Kale McCune, and our homecoming queen, Maisie Belger, here at Notre Dame. It's a homecoming split. Notre Dame girls over Danville 61-44. Danville boys over Notre Dame 54-40. I'm Casey Fleming. This has been high school basketball from Notre Dame on KBUR. Thanks to our men back in the studios making us sound like we know what we're doing out here in the field. Big thanks to Chris and Sam doing a fine job producing the show back there at River Park Place. That's been the broadcast, and we'll see you next time. Drive safe, stay warm, and this has been high school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rheinschmidt's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.